Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be your host this evening as we celebrate the birthday of the King of Ragtime, Scott Joplin. Of course, who else? Joplin was born in Bowie County, Texas, November 24th. For years, we have said the year was 1868, but recent research by Dr. Ed Berlin, who wrote the wonderful book, Scott Joplin, King of Ragtime, it's been pretty much established that he was actually born in 1867. So we've made that correction in our promotion here. Joplin came from a musical family where his ex-slave father played the violin. His mother was a freeborn and she played the banjo. He was one of six children, showed musical ability. So his mother, who was now raising the family alone, let him take music lessons. They were pretty sketchy at the beginning, but they helped to provide enough background for him to make his way as a roving pianist through the Mississippi Valley. In 1885, he was working at Honest John Turpin's Silver Dollar Saloon in St. Louis. In 1893, he went along with thousands of other itinerant musicians to Chicago for the World's Fair. Then he went for the first time to Sedalia, Missouri, where he would get his big start. He became second cornetist in their Queen City Concert Band. Then he organized the Texas Medley Quartet, which sang its way to upstate New York and back to Sedalia. And Joplin played there in the Williams Brothers Saloon, whose social club was named the Maple Leaf Club. Now, there's a name that should sound familiar. At this time, he attended the George R. Smith College and studied theory, harmony, and composition. And in 1899, he met a man named John Stark, but we'll get to that just a little bit later in the show. Tonight, we're going to be featuring the music of Scott Joplin as played on what I'm calling alternative instruments. That is, instruments that are not pianos. So let's just kick it right off here with something on the pedal harpsichord. Here is Joplin's first published rag from 1899. It's called Original Rags. And here is our performer, E. Power Biggs. Thank you. That was the awesome sound of the pedal harpsichord, E. Power Biggs at the keyboard, and Original Rags. We are presenting the music of Scott Joplin this evening in honor of his birthday on November 24th, and that was his first published rag. The second published rag, same year, 1899, it's the Maple Leaf Rag, and there's a story behind that as well. Music publisher John Stark, who had an office in Sedalia, was having a cool beer in the Maple Leaf Club, and Joplin happened to be playing the piano. And he was playing this piece, and it was really catchy. And so Stark went up to him afterwards and talked to him. And the next day, the two met in Stark's business office and signed a contract to publish the Maple Leaf Rag for $50 plus royalties, which was a great rate at that time in our history. So the Maple Leaf Rag went on sale and shortly became a bestseller and ultimately became a million seller. So here is the Maple Leaf Rag on an alternative instrument. Here is Ken Kawai playing it on the ukulele. Thank you. Ken Kawai from Japan. This is an album called, let me get it. Can't reach that far. Japan Ragtime Club. So these are all Japanese musicians who like to play ragtime and get together with this club to do it. And they actually issued this LP. And on it was, actually there are two versions of Maple Leaf Rag. I started out with the wrong version, but there is this one on the ukulele, which is absolutely incredible. All right, moving on. 1901 is the year. This piece is reported to be Joplin's favorite, to have been Joplin's favorite. It's called The Easy Winners, and we have a version tonight on the five-string banjo. Here is Mr. Bill Knopf on banjo and Kathy Craig on piano. And Kathy Craig, The Easy Winners, Scott Joplin from 1901. Well, Joplin collaborated with some other composers of the day, including Scott Hayden, and actually wound up marrying Scott Hayden's daughter. Sister. Scott Hayden's sister. In 1901, the two of them got together to write Sunflower Slow Drag, probably the most successful of the four Scott Hayden collaborations. And tonight we have a nice classical guitar version by Giovanni Di Chiaro, who actually has recorded the complete works of Scott Joplin on guitar. It's quite a feat to take 88 keys on the piano and condense it down to 6 strings on the guitar, but Giovanni Di Chiaro has done a marvelous job of this on the complete recordings of Scott Joplin. That was the Sunflower Slow Drag from 1901. Here from 1902, another Joplin on alternative instruments, this time the flute. We'll listen to Elite Syncopations, as played by Peter Lucas Graf on flute and Gerhard Wies on piano. This is a recording from Switzerland. Elite Syncopations, Peter Lucas Graf on flute there from 1902. As we work our way through some Joplin recordings tonight, celebrating his birthday on November 24th. We come now to the second most popular Joplin composition, After the Maple Leaf Rag, also from 1902. It's called The Entertainer, also published by John Stark, who published The Maple Leaf Rag. And according to the book Rags and Ragtime by Dave Jason and Trevor Tischner, this was the number one song on the top 10 popular song charts during 1974, a phenomenal occurrence 72 years after it was published. Pretty amazing. Okay, let's listen to The Entertainer, and for our alternative instruments this evening, we have chosen a saxophone quartet. This one, the Royal City Saxophone Quartet from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. City Saxophone Quartet from Canada has brought us Scott Joplin's Entertainer from 1902. Well, as we move further along through Joplin on alternative instruments, we come to one that is seldom heard in ragtime, the mandolin. And this is played by Carrie Larson on mandolin and Dakota Dave Hull on guitar. The piece is the Chrysanthemum from 1904. There's a sad footnote to this song. Joplin had remarried following the death of his first wife, and his second wife also died. And so he was a rather sad man and wrote this piece, I think, thinking of his second wife, whose name was Freddie. And so keep that in mind as you're listening to this version of the Chrysanthemum. ¶¶ Chrysanthemum, a beautiful piece by Scott Joplin from 1904. That was Kerry Larson on mandolin and Dakota Dave Hull on guitar. Well, we go from the sublime to the almost ridiculous. 1904 brought us the Cascades, written in honor of the St. Louis World's Fair and the famous waterfall cascades that were there. This is done on synthesizers. It's the Eden Electronic Ensemble playing the Cascades on electric synthesizers. So some of you may want to hold your ears, but we'll get this up in just a second. Thank you. Electronic Ensemble. I guess that's an alternative instrument, although some listeners might question the definition of the word instrument. Anyway, it was The Cascades by Joplin from 1904. From 1905 comes one of his most beautiful compositions. It's a waltz. It's a concert waltz, and it'll be played by a concert group. So here then is Bethina, a concert waltz, as played by Le Concert Arban, a brass quintet from France.
Thank you.
a lovely version of Bethina, a concert waltz from 1905. That was Le Concert Arban from France. Moving on now to a string quartet. This one, get the name here, Zinn's Ragtime String Quartet with William Zinn on the principal violin. And we will hear the Nonpareil from 1907. Nonpareil means none to equal. By 1907, Joplin had moved to New York City. Nonpareil from 1907. That was Zinn's String Quartet on a 1974 LP. That same year, 1907, another Joplin collaboration, this one with Louis Chavon, Heliotrope Bouquet. This will be played for us this evening by a group called the Rag Pickers, featuring Evan Christopher on clarinet, Jeff Barnhart piano, and Hal Smith drums. But I think the focus will be on the clarinet.
Thank you.
Christopher on piano, or on clarinet, excuse me, Jeff Barnhart piano, Hal Smith drums, and Heliotrope Bouquet by Joplin from 1907. We'll close by a beautiful waltz from 1909, the Pleasant Moments Waltz. Sad to say that Joplin died November... Gosh, let me start all over again. Joplin died April 1st, 1917 in New York City and was buried in a pauper's grave. Sad ending for a very well-known musician early in his life. So we'll close with this waltz. This will be played on the bassoon, the contrabassoon, no less. Susan Negro on contrabassoon. And this is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America as we celebrated Joplin's life. We'll get as much of this in as we can. Time is 9:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.